Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's footnotes time once again, Alice and James. Now, we're a little bit confused, I think, about the last chapter. Well, maybe not confused. There's been a lot of emails about it making no sense.
I'm confused. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Your looks of just blankness. I thought maybe you weren't confused.
No, I've taken time to kind of gestate it. Is that the phrase? Just to gestate it?
Are you going
to
birth the final chapter?
Don't gestate Dad's work.
And actually, it doesn't stand up to scrutiny. And when you really start to think about it, I think in the room I was praising what he'd done.
The Norse gods. Oh, right, yeah.
And the Norse gods. But yeah, afterwards I was like, doesn't really make a great deal of sense.
Did you feel dirty for supporting him?
Well, and other people have raised these questions as well. It's like, the tattoo thing almost feels like an absolute red herring. Well, it's kind of two parallel storylines where you've got this whole tattoo thing and then the blueprints thing.
Almost like they've just been smushed together. Yeah.
What I would say, and this is in Dad's defence, is that these books have never made sense. Like, that was kind of the point of us reading them, that they were rubbish. And I feel like somewhere along the way, people have expected them to be good. So I asked Dad, I was like, look, I have some questions. Do you have anything that might, you know, shed some light on this as to what this arrangement was between Bish and Wayne, Bert? And the beans. And he said,
well, this is our lives we're talking about, everybody. This is happening right now. This is real.
And he said, yes.
Great.
Thank God for that. Message.
I smell content.
He said, when he was writing this book, he was writing, you know, he always writes extra stuff, so that's not news to anybody. But he said, I did take the trouble to write the contract between Wayne Burt and Bish. Hairstyling.
What a fucking waste of time.
I was going to say, take the trouble, shouldn't have bothered.
I have the contract
Jesus,
here.
Look at it, James, look.
It's a proper contract.
He's drafted a whole legal contract. What's this, sorry?
So this is the deal.
That they signed on their tattoos.
Right, these are the terms of that deal.
What are you talking about?
So the terms of the deal are on paper, but the signatures are on the skin. Okay.
James, two-step authentication.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'd love that if they had this entire three-page contract on their body at some point.
It's three pages?
Yes.
Can you give us, like, the headlines, maybe, rather? Are you going to read the whole thing?
We're going to read the contract.
All three pages?
It's important to read a contract fully. I think we all know that.
T's and C's included.
Yeah.
Rocky is a very litigious man, as we know. It's why he'll never get caught out for Special J. It's why he will simply never name a famous name as it truly appears. So this will be watertight.
He loves reading contracts, doesn't he, as well? So I bet his legal wording will be top notch.
Okay, so it starts with, and it's as with everything that Dad's written, an array of font sizes.
Lovely.
Some things in bold,
clip arts,
different fonts,
different fonts
for different wants, James.
So the top of the piece, it's almost like a letterhead, I guess.
It's a contract.
It's in a different font. It says, from the desk of legal law firm of reputation and services granted, Beer Wagon Dirchenwald and Zetkin.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that's the law firm that drafted
Beer Wagon?
This.
Beer Wagon, comma, or Beer Wagon Dirchenwald is one name?
No. How can you rattle it off so quickly?
Yeah, wow, good memory. Beer Wagon is one, yeah, comma.
It's the three participants.
It's the partners of the law firm.
Yes, fine.
I would imagine.
And one of them's called John Beer Wagon, we're supposed to believe. Like, that's someone's surname.
Bierwagn.
Beer Wagon, okay.
Beer Wagon. Okay, and then it goes into quite large writing.
Lovely.
Which is the people that it involves. So, Bish Hairstilling, semicolon. Of East Berlin, semicolon. Contract with, semicolon.
Wayne Burt.
Wayne Burt.
Have you worked in law, James? How do you know that's coming?
Wayne Burt, semicolon. Of Berlin die under chid
I can't bear the way.
Under
what?
Under chudringling sh.
James.
Stadt der Schlüssel klink.
So that's Stadt is street and klink is, I presume.
Klink. Well, do you remember he was in prison at the time for stealing the beans?
For stealing the beans.
And Bish made a deal to break him out. So this was the deal they did. To break him out of prison.
So the army arrested him? Or well, he was arrested because the army found out he was a thief?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So Bish said, you can get out, but I have to have a share of the
I want 10% of your company. Of the company. It was like Dragon's Den.
Yeah, so this is that contract.
It's like Dragon's Den. They don't get cons.
I want 10% of your beans for 50% of your business.
So, James, do you want to get Google Translate out just to...
For under... Good.
I think it's for the best, isn't it?
Oh, God, are we going to have to spell it out now?
Die...
Yeah.
Then new word, UNDURCH.
Yeah.
DRINGLICHE.
That was far too fast.
This is what I mean. Try reading it. So, where are you up to?
U.
D.
UNDUR.
Fucking hell.
URCH.
CHDR.
Is this a different word?
No.
Same word.
Same word.
DR.
IN.
IN.
G.
L-I-C-H-E.
C-H-E.
It's great content,
new,
guys.
New word. S-T-A-D-T.
Yeah.
Space. D-E-R. Space.
Oh, for God's sake.
S-C-H-L.
Are you for real?
Honestly, you with two little, with like a
colon on top of
it.
S-S-E-L.
What a thorough waste of everybody's time.
Where was Clink?
Oh, and then Clink.
The impenetrable city of the Key Clink.
Right.
Is that a real place?
Does that just mean prison?
Maybe that's the type of prison, like saying you're in strange ways or something.
So he put... Say what it means again.
So, Wayne Burt of Berlin...
The impenetrable city of the Key Clink.
What was the guy called? The master of the keys?
Oh, the grand...
The grandmaster of the keys?
So, nothing to do that great.
Similar-ish. Anyway, so... That's the prison.
Yes.
This is the deal between Wayne Burt and Bish Hairstilling.
Great.
Clause one.
Oh, my God. How have we not even begun?
Bish Hairstilling, brackets yep. BH, and will therefore be referred to as BH henceforth. Contract to bust out the clink, the above-named Wayne Burt, brackets WB.
Why is that a bit Germany?
Oh, this whole thing is in kind of German. I guess it's a German contract.
Yeah, but that's
you
not...
put the clink?
Wayne Burt, WB, US American citizen, all one word.
They're lucky the guards didn't get hold of this contract beforehand and were like, hang on, what? Bust out of the bust out of the clink?
I like to think that it was maybe smuggled in like a birthday cake or something. None other soul than WB will be removed from said clink.
Well, that's good to know.
No floozies, bartenders, accordion players, or other riffraff.
What year is it? Why is it Fat Sam's Grand Slams?
Or other riffraff present in the cell will be accommodated.
I can't cope if it keeps saying the.
Clause two.
God, I hope he doesn't share a fucking cell with an accordion player. Can you imagine how fucking annoying that
get
would be?
Get me out, please. Yeah.
You can have as much as you want on the business. Just get me out of here with fucking Norman.
Everyone's shoelaces and belts get confiscated, but their accordion can stay. Clause two. WB will agree to our
Stop
client...
Stop it. Stop it now.
To our
How,
client...
Does it say V-I-L-L? Stop it. Say will. I can't bear it.
WB will agree to our client BH's very onerous terms with zero negotiation acceptable to negotiate. Ziz is... Ze take it or leave it type of deal.
Take it or leave it. I love that.
This is the kind of thing Rocky would put in a normal contract. It's a take it or leave it.
That's sort of his motto for life. Also, to describe your own terms as onerous.
Yeah. At least you know what you're getting into.
It's a kind of no negotiation.
Clause three. BH is engaging in the hazardous and risky business of rule breaking.
Why is it in stupid German?
Yeah, why is it this garbled English?
It's legalese, guys. Spelt with a Z.
There's nothing easy about it.
So this is the hazardous and risky business of rule breaking. The exact coordinates are as states.
Can I just say, it's not the risky business of rule breaking. It's against the law.
Yeah, it's slightly more than rule breaking.
You're breaking out a criminal and you've been involved in like just like huge fraud.
Mm. Addendum 1 to clause 3.
What page are we on?
1.
Paragraph 1.
Upon...
Do you know what I have to say? They're quite... These early clauses are quite all-encompassing, so I think we get the gist. Like, it's a pretty shit deal, but you have to accept it. There's no negotiation. And it probably lasts in perpetuity throughout the universe.
So these are the...
Z universe.
The exact universe. Coordinates are as states, so I assume, like, this is the deal. Upon such satisfaction be granted...
Shut up!
...to WB, Wayne Burt...
Hmm.
BH, Bish Hessling.
We don't think it's Warner Brothers and Benson and Hedges, so I'd calm down.
Benson and Hedges?
I could think of something reference. Like...
BH, will pull down the shutters and play dead when the so-called authorities start calling on them. We shall be stumm.
So the escape what plan was, he went to these coordinates and played dead.
No, so he's... So Wayne Burt's in prison.
You got
so
that.
Bish Hessling will pull down the shutters and play dead.
So I'm sorry, the shutters of...
The prison?
Why can Bish pull down the shutters? Excuse me, sir, could you lock up the prison for the night? I've got to go meet my wife and kids for dinner.
Just pop the shutters down. No, yeah, that's what you need.
Are you locking up tonight?
And then play dead.
Play dead? What, just curl up in a ball on the floor?
So when the so-called authorities start calling on them...
The so-called authorities, what...
So, BH will pull down the shutters and play dead.
Yeah.
When the so-called authorities start calling on them, we shall be stumm.
Okay, so far, Bert's still in the prison.
Yeah.
And Bish is outside playing dead. I mean, that's...
Well, Bish Hairstilling as well, which is like the whole company. This isn't a contract between just Bish.
Oh, I thought that was Bish's full name.
No, Hairstilling means manufacturing in German. That's the company name.
So the whole company... Of Bish Hairstilling. It's like the whole of Steel's Pots and Pans.
It's in this.
Are going to play dead outside the shutters.
It's like a flash mob.
They will do a synchronized routine and to then Don't drop Stop to Believing. The
floor. Addendum 2. Agent Bratfish.
Shut up! Bratfish?
Bratfish. And fish is with the F-I-S-C-H. Very German.
It doesn't matter.
Agent Bratfish with the big bazooka titties. Will seduce the guard warden man.
Is a German lawyer reading this? Is that why it's written like this?
Yeah, it's a beer wagon.
Of course it is. Right, fine. So Agent Bratfish, she's new on the scene.
Mm.
And she's part of
Bish Hairstilling.
Bish Inc. She's just somebody who's employed in case they ever need to break anybody out of prison.
On retainer.
Because she's got bazooka breasts.
Sure. Are they actually bazookas? Is she going to shoot guards and stuff?
The big bazooka titties. I don't know. So she will seduce the guard warden man. She will pull down her blouse to reveal bra frills and flesh. This will then be lowered to full nipple area with an invite to sniff the teat.
Sniff the teat. What a plan! So, what an airtight plan!
So Agent Bratfish will...
Why is that invite woven into the contract? I mean, like, do what you want whilst you're on the mission, but does that really need to be a clause?
But who sniffs a teat?
Good question. This will then be low... Oh, that, yes, to full nipple area. To sniff the teat. Once sniffed, the guard warden man will be ready for sleepy bedtime due to drug mist.
So there's drug mist in the sniffy teat.
In the sniffy
teat. Oh, so they're not. So it's not that somebody would want to sniff the teat, but they'll go sort of like nose first to the teat.
She might push their head in her bosom, and then they'll
her bazookas.
So this is what
and
is.
Where, and the nipple is releasing the mist, the gas.
The drug mist.
Yes.
I assume maybe,
but presumably, like you know, they're not too far. From her nostril, so
you'd
she
say
could knock herself out
directly
with her own,
beneath,
with her own teats, she could be knocked out.
This is what is known as a booby trap.
feel like I should stand. That's excellent.
Have all the books been building to that gap?
That is one of the best jokes I've ever heard in my life. Booby trap.
You know when a kid finds the word booby really funny for like a certain period of their life? I feel like that's a joke that a kid would learn and be like, what's a booby trap? And he'd be like, I would maybe like sneer if a 5-year-old told me that joke.
Oh my God, that is... Who knew Addendum 2 would have joke of the year inside it? Booby trap!
Just sniffs your teat.
I can't recover from it and I shan't.
So sniffs your teat and that is a booby trap. Addendum 3. BH will ensure WB escapes to the land of the dykes and the Z's at no further cost to
the
WB.
The land of the where?
The dykes and the Z's. Because, yeah, it was...
The dykes and the Z's.
The dykes and the Z's.
Disease.
Z's.
Calm down.
What is Z's?
The C's? I just assume that every Z is meant to be an S. Z's.
James.
They're taking him to Z's.
What's he talking about?
They're taking him to the pizza chain Z's.
The popular high street Italian chain.
Z's.
He will be dropped at a local Z's. From there, Wetherspoons.
And Doubles.
Because is it Holland that's... Is that Land of the Dykes?
What are you talking about?
Land of the Dykes. Is what? Holland?
Just Google. I actually don't know.
What's a dyke?
They're like in the sea, aren't they?
Land of the Dykes and Windmills, or Life in Holland. That's a book.
Right. Yeah. I thought it had something to do with Holland. Because that's where Peter is based, so that's where Dr. Robbins lived.
Why is he talking, James, like this makes sense? Why, it's what makes me the most annoyed out of everything, is when he takes on this tone and he's like, Holland.
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Holland. Land of the Dykes.
Yeah.
And ZZ's.
Why don't you go to ZZ's? Why don't you go to fucking ZZ's right now?
We have to have our little rap party at ZZ's now, don't we? So it will escape to the land of Z-Dykes and Z-Z's.
Stop it.
At no further cost to WB. All will be dealt with by BH.
Yes, good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Clause 4.
Oh, Christ alive.
BH will take an modest interest in...
And modest.
This has been gone through with a fine tooth comb, I can see.
BH will take an modest interest in the business interests of WB. The company...
Can you imagine contracting a modest interest? I will be taking a modest interest. It doesn't say it in the... It does, if you read. How do you measure modest?
The company called Burt's Baked Beans. There it is.
Yeah, that was never clarified, that the three B's. That's what it is. Mm. Burt's Baked Beans. Okay.
Burt's Baked Beans Gesellschaft mit...
Shop, that means, doesn't it?
Oh, does it? Okay.
Oh, no.
Mit Beskranketer...
Okay, take it back. It doesn't mean that.
Haftung, brackets GmbH.
James.
Are you going to make me Google it?
Just
Google
can we be that? Asked? It means a load of shit, is what it means.
Oh, it's come up.
Has it?
Company with limited liability. It's an LTD.
Oh, well, that's the German equivalent. This is like when he did the PTY thing.
The fact that it's actually a thing has surprised me.
Wow. So a German LTD is a what?
GmbH, or a Gesellschaft mit Beschränkter Haftung.
Isn't that Giselle's surname?
No, that's legit. That is a company type in Germany.
You study German, you say it. You've got a bad
Oh, God. Gesellschaft mit beschränkter Haftung.
Okay. So that company will convey 10% of all its profits, assets, buildings, including the future stocks of the baked beans, wagons and horses, hand
wagons
carts.
And horses. So we're not in a Western.
So what year was this contract written?
It's post-Cold War or during the Cold War.
So 80s.
Yeah.
So or earlier, because the Cold War lasted for years.
So why is it written about like ocarina players and bloody like horses and petticoats and stuff?
Handcarts, wagons and horses, handcarts and merchandise, which may or may not be sold in the future. Clause 5.
Of how many, dare I ask?
Actually, we're coming towards the end.
What, we're already on nearly on page 3.
The end of page 2.
Have you heard how long each sentence is?
And also the erratic font sizes.
Also writing in really long German words, which really uses up a lot of space.
Clause 5. During the final interview with WB, it is a necessary condition that he be subjected to the continually repeated episode of the Frankie Goes to Hollywood vinyl album.
Ludicrous. I mean, I pass on to my colleague here.
This is to ensure that WB reaches the top and will not stop working his business when BH makes its investment.
Do you understand any of that?
Well, it sounds like he's got to be regularly played a Frankie Goes to Hollywood album.
The F side.
The F side.
That's the name of the album, or that's the side of the record?
To encourage him.
Record? I don't know.
Maybe because I haven't heard the album, but presumably it's like really poppy, motivating songs to make him.
Make him what?
I don't know! Well, I don't know, Alice!
The end of the clause says, WB must remember, shooting stars never stop.
Is that a lyric?
So maybe. This is the BH company motto. Shooting stars never stop.
That's the baked bean company motto?
No, that's Bish Hairstylings.
Even weirder! Even fucking weirder!
Also taken from a Frankie Goes to Hollywood song. Shooting stars never stop.
I think your dad needs to be institutionalised. I really do. Like, for his own benefit. Something terrible is happening. I don't care what the institution is. I just think that
needs... Will the pavilion count? Just lock the doors.
Round the clock staff, just to keep an eye out.
We must close the shutters. Oh, God. Just play dead. They're lyrics from a song by Frankie Goes to Hollywood called Welcome to the Pleasure Dome.
Oh, right,
that's a famous song.
That is a famous song.
Other lyrics include The World is My Oyster. That's probably more appropriate.
Did he create that? Did Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
I don't know.
That's a well-known phrase.
It was only created in 1982.
It's in common parlance.
Can I read a few here, actually? The first verse is The animals are winding me up. The jungle call, the jungle call.
Okay. I mean, it makes as much sense as Rocky.
Isn't that interesting, though? Like, an amazing, like, cutting-edge band like Frankie Goes to Hollywood makes no sense. Dad, he's ahead of his time.
Jamie, an amazing cutting-edge band. What's he on about?
when they, you know, came out in the 80s.
Yeah. Here's another one. I will give you diamonds by the shower. Like, stood by the shower? Maybe it means, like, I will shower you diamonds.
The unit is shower.
God, maybe nothing in culture would stand up to the scrutiny of James and Alice's critiques.
Keep moving on, got to reach to the top. Shooting stars never stop.
There you go.
Play it, James.
I'll play it to you, but for rights reasons, we can't play it on the podcast.
Well, I think everybody can play a little bit of it to themselves now, just to get, I guess, into the headspace.
Of Dad when he wrote this contract.
Of Rocky losing his mind and of, I guess, Bert when he's at his most efficient.
It's 13 minutes 40 long.
And how many times does he have to listen to it?
Every time he works, I think.
No, it's in
about a shift, yeah.
It's in the final interview and just continually repeated.
Well, that would drive you mad, listen to that on a loop.
It's worse than the accordion player. I'd be honestly, like, put me back in with the accordion player.
So clause 6. Upon successful termination of the final interview, WB will be strapped to the chair and the tattoo artist, Ehrlich III, will make the lasting...
From a family of tattoo artists.
The lasting impression of the watertightness of this contract on the body part of choice, namely the 3 Bs as such.
And he chose his head.
BBB.
Yeah.
Why would you choose your head?
Yeah, well, where would you choose if you wanted to have a little discreet...
Oh, my God, like a hip? So, like, it was always hidden by your
like
pants
bum?
Or whatever?
Bum?
Bum.
Well, you're never going to see... Well, in my
someone's
case...
Someone's seeing your bum. Well, you won't see your bum, I suppose, yes.
Well, someone's going to see everything. I hate to break it to you. Yeah, there are people outside of this room that will see it all.
Not if you're never nude.
Maybe behind the behind the ear. Well, girls with hair, like.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what he did with his top of his head. That's
top of your,
covered
top
by
top
hair.
Top of your head, though.
Although toupee. With him.
So he either was bald to start with, or he shaved his head to have that tattoo. And then...
Or the trauma of having the top of your head tattooed made all his hair fall out.
Do you guys have tattoos? I don't think I've ever asked this.
No, not one. I'm as plain as the driven snow. Is that the phrase?
No. Alice, do you...
That's not the phrase.
As plain. As white as the driven snow? As
fresh?
Pure?
Plain as the...
Pure, maybe.
Pure as the driven snow.
I just have the... My dad wrote a porno tree.
On your ass.
Yeah, MDWAP. Yeah. I have that. Yeah, obviously we all have that. And our parents made us get it at 18 and we don't know why.
Which cheek?
Left, obs.
Would you ever...
A tattoo? Yeah, yeah. I do want to get one, actually, but I just don't know what...
Would you get the My Dad Wrote a Porno?
The 3B tree.
Would you get the logo?
The 3B tree? Or the My Dad Wrote a Porno logo?
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys, should we all get it?
Would you, James?
So, like, this is a huge part of our lives. I mean, because wasn't it in... We should ask Elijah. All the guys from Lord of the Rings, I think all the actors of the Fellowship got the same tattoo.
Well, I don't ever get the logo. I've toyed with, like, a little Belinda... In like a nice italic.
Have you honestly, on your arm?
Maybe like top of the arm.
Oh my God, that'll look like it's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, where else would I
have? Or your mum? Oh, who's Belinda? Yeah, like, just some sex maniac from a book that my friend's dad wrote.
Or just a little BB
or
for Belinda Blumenthal.
To make it the tree?
No fucking way, I'm not signing anything.
If you're getting a girl's name in a love heart and it's not your mother's on your arm, there'll be all hell to pay.
Yeah, she'll freak.
I think this is to be discussed off air because, I mean, James has obviously thought about it way more than we have.
Well, you say this, but like, loads of listeners, and I do mean loads because they send us these all the time, have gotten various tattoos of things from the books.
There was one recent, three girls who all listened together got WWBD.
What would Belinda do?
Who would Belinda do?
Oh, yeah, of course. My bad.
A few pomegranates.
Yeah, pomegranates are popular.
Did you see that one across somebody's back that went over the shoulders and it was Mr. Hushman in the mouse costume? I'm joking.
I was like, no.
Yeah, so like, you know, other people have been inked because of this show. Maybe we should follow suit.
Alice is making eyes like she's genuinely serious about it, which is worrying. But...
We'll be bound together forever.
Well, I notice you're both not saying on mic whether you'll do it, which is very wise.
Well, let's talk about it off mic.
Yeah.
That means no. That means no.
I'd like to see the contract before I sign anything.
Fair enough. I'll write something up. And you know if we got it, you know who would definitely get it?
Rocky.
Okay, so you're going to get the BBB. When the blood has drained and the tattoos are finished, WB...
The blood's drained! Fucking hell!
WB will be given his new identity as Dr. Peter Robbins with a gaily coloured toupee free of charge. On the house!
Thank you. What an unnecessary sweetener.
We'll throw in a toupee.
I don't really want to be involved in this massive breakout and then forevermore, you know, linked to you inextricably so that I have to do all your, like, dirty dealings. Mm. A toupee, you say?
Now there's a toupee on offer.
It's gaily coloured.
What's that mean?
What does gaily coloured mean? Know. Is it a rainbow toupee?
He will then be transported to his new land and leather desk job at Rouse's Supermarket's head office.
Look at Jamie, like, smirking. I'm like, babe, what
is
this?
With a hand on the hip as well.
I'm just so impressed that Dad, like, because,
impressed is not a word that crossed my mind.
But he clearly, like, lives and breathes this world so much so that he's taken the time to, well, I mean, not that long, to write up a contract that will never be seen.
I can't think of a more futile exercise.
Addendum 4. BH... Can you have addendum 4 from a different clause? Or would it go back to 1?
Oh, good question. No, I think it would go back to 1. Because it's, yeah.
That's the issue here, yeah.
Addendum 4. BH will operate his Burt's Baked Beans shops in his absence. I'd call that more than an addendum. I'd say that should be its own clause. That's quite a big thing. Who reads the addendums?
I own 10% of your business, but I also run your business.
I didn't know he had shops.
Baked bean shops. Never been to a baked bean shop.
Floor ceiling tins of beans.
I'd love to try that one.
Shop. What? I thought he was just like ferrying them through on the black market.
What's in the shop? Just different sized tins of beans.
Because he doesn't even like make them. They can't be different flavours because it's all stolen. So
fill your own. Like, do you take your own container?
Exactly. Do you know what though? In this day and age in East London, a baked bean shop. You'd probably make a killing. It's like the cereal shop.
Oh my God.
You go in and just have a bowl of beans.
Or beans on toast. Hot or cold, madam. Then you pick all your toppings. Pick your base.
Legal or contraband?
No, we only stock BBB here. You've never heard of it? It's one of the biggest military bravery in the world. You clearly don't know your military pulses, do you?
Clause 7. This is the last clause, you'd be glad to know.
Thank God.
Clause 7. This is the customary NDA section.
Customary?
For those inexperienced, this is the simple and stands for never discuss anything.
It's not, but cool. It's non-disclosure agreement for anyone who doesn't know. Right. It's not never talk. What was it?
Never discuss anything.
Yeah, it's not that.
Okay, and so this contract is obviously signed.
Is it?
No, hang on, I thought it was
signed on their skin.
Tattoos. So they signed the contract and the tattoos.
Oh my God.
It's also signed. I love it.
Oh, is it like one of those digital signatures?
He signed it with different like handwriting fonts.
Like you
for
do
each
at school, where you pick a like twirly whirly one.
Let me see. What have we got?
One's in one that's usually used for like kind of greasy spoon menus. Like that one is like quite greasy spoon menus.
Kind of,
isn't
quite,
it?
Yeah. And then Wayne Burt's is very fancy. Very kind of.
Full italics.
Full italics.
That's like that's like the standard one on Microsoft Word.
So signed Wolfgang Bisch Hairstyling, and signed Wayne Burt, Burt's Baked Beans GmbH.
That's it's called Brush Script, I think. If you want to see Wayne Burt's signature, it's Brush Script.
Just write Wayne Burt in Brush Script and you'll get it.
Very easily forged.
That's why they need the tattoo.
So wait, is the tattoo just a second, as we discussed earlier, a sort of second
authentication,
round
yeah.
of security?
It must be, yeah.
Absolutely absurd. So the tattoo thing, completely pointless.
Fascinating, though.
Why did they get that third generation tattooist involved?
Erlich the third.
Erlich. Wasn't it written Erlich?
Don't come for Erlich the third, Alice Levine. It's not his fault. He's just doing his job.
What did Erlich think? When he's called to a boardroom... And they've got the contracts out and they're like, Erlich, we're ready.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood is playing.
He's like, anybody want a dolphin on their spine? It's like, no, different Erlich today, different.
No, a tree on the bonts, please.
Although, if he is the third generation, why is he making them bleed?
Like gushing
blood, was it? Or dripping? Or once it dries? Or
drained.
Drained, that was it. Yes, there you go. So, has that helped? Has that given us any
Are you
kind
joking?
Of further insight into this deal? I don't know.
No, it's just kind of compounded the crazy, I think. It's just kind of reaffirmed everything that was said in the chapter.
Okay, well, that's it, I think. You know, I had a good time, even if it wasn't that interesting.
I had a lovely time.
But DJ on his
What a way of signing off! I had a good time, even if everybody else hated it. I mean, that's just sort of how we feel about My Damn Red Porno, isn't it? It's like, we had a nice time.
Yeah, we just like doing it. We just like hanging out. But yeah, next week is the final episode of this series. So tune in next Monday to find out who's knocking on that door.
And guys, you know I love a party. So I hate to be banging on about it, but we do have a listening party on Monday, August the 2nd, 8 p.m. UK time. We'll all press play at exactly the same moment and be tweeting along using the hashtag Alice.
Hashtag Porno Day.
So we'll see you there. Get your Belinda beers in. Oh, get your beans in.
Oh, yeah. Everyone have beans on toast.
Oh, my God. That's all I have. Yes. Beans on toast.
Beans on toast and beer. Can you imagine how flatulent everyone's going to be?
Oh, my God. There'll be gentlemen woofs all over the world.
What a cloud.
So come back on Monday for the season finale.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.